Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I had to laugh at one tweet I got saying, you said Artie Smith might be drawn by the money to North Carolina. Do you know who he is, dumbass? So again, we have someone, one of millions, incapable of any civil discourse. In fact, they prefer the opposite. Yeah, of course. Do you know the nature of professional and college sports? I won't use the phrase that he used to call me, although I'm tempted to call him that. People with money want more money, idiot. Did that ever occur to you? Have you seen what happens in pro sports and college sports? Do you think that the size of his paycheck would be of no concern to Artie Smith? Is it to players who leave in free agency who have already made millions and millions of dollars? Is it to coaches who jump from program to program in college football? Come on. You're better than that. Don't you hate that phrase, limits, when people tell you you're better than that? I know you do.
I hate it a lot.
You're better than that.
It makes you feel more disappointed in yourself than like frustrated and upset, right?
Yeah, right. So money would be no consideration for Artie Smith. Okay. But let's go back to that situation as we effort Brian Billick. Andy Staples said that he's on a list, or how did he phrase it with the North Carolina job? He's
on the hot candidate list, pretty much.
Yeah. And Andy Staples is fairly connected. So the question again comes up, and I was going to ask Brian this. Would you rather be the Steelers offensive coordinator or the head coach? I guess I've thought about this since we posed it earlier in the show. It depends on who you are. Do you want to be a head coach? Do you want the prestige of the NFL? Here's how I would answer it in the end. What's the best way for Artie Smith to get another head coaching job? Is it to thrive as a head coach in the college ranks, or to get the Steelers offense cooking in a big way? And what's more realistic for him?
No, it's by far, I think, to get the Steelers offense cooking. Not as the most realistic, but the most likely to give him another job as a head coach in the NFL. Once you go to college, I mean, we've seen it with other coaches, unless you're Urban Meyer and that awful experiment in Jacksonville, you don't really see, Joe, where a lot of college coaches are jumping to the NFL, and if that does happen, it usually fails significantly. Urban Meyer, Nick Saban with the Dolphins, Matt Rhule from Nebraska to Carolina. Now, I'm not saying that Arthur Smith would be the same thing. He's already been in the NFL, but I would think that he would rather stay where he is in that same industry. It's like if you leave the one industry to go to another industry just to come back to the one industry that you're already in. Is that a logical path for you? I don't think so.
You might be right about that. I mean, I could counter your argument with Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll, people like that who have succeeded in both. Chip Kelly, to a certain degree, people think he was a, you know, an abject failure in Philly. He won 10 games in back-to-back years. But because that's not good enough in Philly, they fired him, same as they fired Andy Reid, and they find themselves winning from time to time, getting to Super Bowls from time to time. It's not just the Steelers model that works, right? And there have been others who have gone from college to pro, but you're right, not a ton. Not a ton of them. So, in the end, probably getting the Steelers offense to really cook, to get Russ cooking. But then, how realistic is that limits? If you're Artie Smith and you're projecting ahead, and I do think this would be the bottom line for him, is how do I get back to the NFL as a head coach? How do I get back to the head coaching profession? Well, yes, it would be to get this offense really to be prolific. But is that realistic? Do you think with the ingredients on hand?
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
It's all in favor of that guy. I mean,
Donnie Football?
Russell Wilson, if he can ride the Steelers offense, which I'm not that confident that he would be able to do.
Do you feel great if you're already saying Russell Wilson is my ticket back to a head coaching job? Or would you feel better about saying, yeah, maybe you're right, though. Maybe you're right. Yeah. It is a large project to inherit a college football program.
Huge. And it takes years to build it up sometimes. It's not like, well, I mean, maybe significantly less time because of the portal.
And maybe, again, it depends on the individual. Maybe that's what he wants in the end. Maybe he's like, forget about the NFL. I'm going to go to my alma mater. I do think that's a key note there. And take over their football program. It's not like North Carolina's never recruited players before. They've had talent. But I do agree with limits in the end here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That the easier path back to the NFL, maybe the sensible path, would be that. All right. We have Brian Billick on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Super Bowl winning coach. You know him well. We're in Pittsburgh, for God's sakes. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. We were just discussing Arthur Smith getting mentioned for his alma mater, the North Carolina job. And it leads to a question, Brian. Would you rather in his position be an NFL coordinator? You know, if you're looking to get back in the game as a head coach, would you rather be an NFL coordinator as a way to get there or go to the college ranks and kill it at North Carolina and get back there? What would you do?
Boy, and the climate in college football, you see why everybody's getting out. I'm not a fan of what's going on with college football right now and dealing with the NIL and the portal and all that type of thing. I'm sure there's a draw to go back to North Carolina but if your goal is to become a head coach again in the National Football League, the best avenue, I'd stay at the quarterback's positions because it's sheer football compared to what you have to deal with going back into the college game.
Brian, I'm really curious to get your thoughts on Arthur Smith and this offense. You know, you made your bones in the NFL running one of the most prolific offenses we've ever seen in Minnesota. And in some ways, the Steelers are up offensively. They're averaging a few more points a game, a few more yards. But in other ways, the red zone is worse than it was with Matt Canada. Third down conversions worse than it was in Matt Canada's final full season. How do you view this Arthur Smith offense so far this season, especially going into a bunch of games down the stretch against teams that can really score?
Well, the hard thing for him is that you've got to play within the personality of your team and what the Steelers are. And what the Steelers are is play great defense, and they're playing great defense. And you got to run the ball, and then you got to have hope that Russell Wilson can then make those handful of plays, particularly critical plays, whether it be in the red zone or third down, to get the big plays down the field, to keep the drives alive. And they've shown signs of that. I think they're still maturing in that regard and finding what that role is. They've, you know, a spectacular win against the Ravens. And then you come back and you scratch your head about losing to the Browns. Although, as you know, the week after the Raven-Pittsburgh game, it's a tough one for both teams because you're beat up and all that you put into the wins and the losses in that week when you play the Ravens and the Steelers. So, yeah, that's the challenge for him. It's not going to be high-flying numbers and the numbers that you want as a coordinator to show that we're good here, we're good there. But it has to be within the nature of the team. I think they've shown signs of that. They've got to continue to do it. But the key is just what you talked about. That's where Russell Wilson now has to step up, because you're going to run the ball well. You're going to play good defense. You're going to keep the game closest. But you've got it in those key, you know, that handful of throws. You can win the game on a 25-throw game. But those 8 or 10 that are on third down, red zone, where you've really got to make the difference, that's the key.
What's your take on Russ so far in the games that you've seen him?
In the games that I've seen, it looks like he's gotten back into a little more of a rhythm like we used to see him in Seattle, which is a good thing, which is the deep play action fakes, making the play down the field, extend it where you can, and augment the good running game and the fact that he's playing with a great defense, which he knows how to do. That's how he was raised, with the great defense in Seattle, run the ball, and no, I don't have to be a 45-throw guy. I'll make my impact with the 25 or 30 throws that I have. It looks like he's back in that rhythm a little bit, but obviously now, particularly with the stretch of games they got coming up in the playoffs, you got to be able to sustain it.
What did you make? I'm sure you watched the game on Thursday. It's 3rd and 4, and the Steelers are running down the clock, about 3 minutes left, and they bring in Justin Fields, and Russ had been red hot, certainly for the second half. He was having a pretty good night, and they let Fields throw the 50-50 ball down the field to George Pickens. Incomplete. Browns get the ball. We know how it went. What do you make of that decision, and sort of in the larger picture, Brian, sort of managing having a backup quarterback that you want involved, like a Taysom Hill type?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, anytime you're willing to pull your starter off the field for somebody else, it leads to those questions. Because, you know, it's the proverbial, well, this gives us the best chance to win. Well, if that's not your starting quarterback, then those are legitimate questions to have. Now, whether they just trusted Fields to get the ball deeper with a deep throw, or the ability to run around and extend the play, although Russell Wilson's still pretty good at that. Yeah, that's got to be a bit of a head-scratcher, whether they just want to involve Fields. I don't know. There's probably a lot more of the rest of that story as to why they did it.
Did you see the final, the Hail Mary play in the end zone and George Pickens running out of the back of the end zone with Greg Newsom?
No, obviously we've had so many great Hail Mary throws and end-of-the-game throws to win games that has been, you know, the big one being that Washington game, obviously watching Jalen Daniels do that in such a clinical way. But it's an interesting play in the way it comes together, and it's amazing how often it can be successful.
Well, this wasn't one of them, I can tell you that, yeah. Because Pickens ran out of the back of the end zone. But anyway, your Super Bowl team from the AFC would be who, Brian?
You know, that's the AFC is the exciting division to watch right now. And the NFC, of course, is just the Lions and you know, of course, Minnesota's on the edge as well, but Philadelphia and the Lions seem to be the pick of the pack there. But in the AFC, that's the exciting thing. Even though Kansas City's Kansas City and they are 10-1, and you got to respect that pedigree, to me, everybody's touching, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's Baltimore, that are right there. And on any given week, I mean, I'm not a bettor, but if I were, I wouldn't bet on any of those games because each has shown signs. I can give you three reasons why each of them is going to a Super Bowl. I can give you three reasons why each of those teams isn't. And so that makes it for a very, very interesting race.
Do you take the Steelers seriously as a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
I do, because of that defense. And you can play that defense once you get into the to the playoffs, but the fact that they're going to have to go through Lamar or Patrick and or Josh Allen, that's a tall task for Pittsburgh right now. In a given game, sure, but to have to do that back-to-back weeks to get to the Super Bowl, it's going to be a challenge.
Brian, I wanted to ask about your work with X-Tech Pads. Black Friday deals 20% off and free shipping site-wide. XTechPads.com is where people can go. What can you tell us about this product?
Yeah, it's obviously the best. It's the best. It's the most 85% of the pros are in it. The major colleges, even the major high schools now, we're excited about the youth pad coming out next year. But it's the best pad in the business. And one of the reasons is because it's basically fitted to the player. It's not just big guys get big pads, little guys get little pads. These are pads based on your height, your weight, your playing history, your position, your injury history. In fact, you can go online, and again, as you mentioned, there's a 20% off Black Friday now through Monday. But you can also you can have expert opinions and lining up what do you need your player. An equipment manager online will tell you you need this pad or you need that pad. It's the way to go with pads to take care of the players in this game that we love.
I'll leave you with one vote for MVP. Who is it in the NFL this season?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Lamar's playing awful well. Even Patrick Mahomes, who doesn't have the numbers, but certainly the way he's been pull it out, it's tough to pass up those two.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
That's Brian Billick, Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl champion. Should I have pressed him at the end? I didn't. For some reason, I didn't feel compelled. I often do. He didn't give me a Super Bowl team from the AFC or an MVP.
No. Did you think he was going to just take outright Lamar? I thought he was.
I don't know. He sounded like he wasn't in a mood to be pressed. So I didn't do my job. I abdicated my responsibility.
He was on another conversation, another interview that went a little bit long.
Was he?
That's what he said, yeah.
Perhaps he was a little annoyed by that. But come on, I asked for a Super Bowl team from the AFC. Give me one. I asked for an MVP. Don't give me two. Have there ever been co-MVPs, Wonder Twin?
I feel like there have been once, yeah. Do you know there was a kicker that won MVP in the 80s?
Mark Moseley.
Yeah.
MVPs of the NFL. I'm going to look it up right now while you entertain the masses. Who's your MVP?
There have twice been co-MVPs, Peyton Manning and Steve McNair in 2003. Brett Favre and Barry Sanders in 1997.
That's ridiculous. It really is.
My MVP is Joshua Allen of the
To pick
Buffalo
co-MVPs
Bills.
Is unbelievably cowardly. And if you're going to make a habit of it, we could do it every year. Every year, there's at least two guys deserving.
Well,
so any year that there's not an obvious, clear-cut MVP, we get to pick two?
No.
That should be outlawed. They never should have picked two. Never should have picked a kicker.
It's how the votes fell. Like out of all the votes, there was a tie between Manning and McNary.
Then have a tiebreaker limit.
What would be the tiebreaker?
Anything.
The team that won the Super Bowl
picks? Go back and ask to pick. We have another vote with just those two.
The fans pick?
You can't have two MVPs. Then it's most valuable players. It goes against the very definition of the award.
Why isn't there an AFC MVP and an NFC MVP? There's an NL MVP and a...
Oh, that's
AL MVP.
I didn't think of that.
There's no Eastern Conference MVP and for the NHL.
It's stupid in baseball, first of all.
You don't like the NL and the
no,
AL?
I think they're doing it wrong. Limits, how can you pick against Lamar right now? He's been, I guess, Josh Allen probably has less to work with, and he's been unbelievable. We just saw him the other day, and they have a better record, but they did lose to Baltimore. I mean, I know we saw Lamar here, and as we've mentioned many times, he and they have a Steeler problem. He leads the NFL by 8 points in passer rating. He has 27 touchdowns and three picks. He's completing 68% of his passes. And did I mention, I don't think I did, that he could still gain 1,000 yards on the ground? I'm sorry. I have to pick Lamar.
Well, maybe I'm suffering from Lamar Jackson voter fatigue, MVP fatigue.
Maybe.
Potentially giving him another. But I feel like what Josh Allen has done with, and I mean, they've given him more weapons with Keon Coleman coming on and Amari Cooper at the deadline. But him and Saquon Barkley, I feel like, just have better cases. Like Saquon, the way that he has revolutionized Philadelphia, where everybody was trying to fire Sirianni and run him out of town, Saquon might run for 2,000 yards.